The first round of parliamentary consultations were finally held in Lebanon to elect a new prime minister. In the latest development, former Premier Mr. Najib Miati has announced he will run as the opposition's candidate after long consultations between the main opposition factions.
We, the opposition, nominate Najib Miati. Everything that was said about clashes in Lebanon are not true. There will be no chaos. We are doing everything strictly according to the Lebanese constitution.
Miati, however, is known for his strong ties on the international scene as a business tycoon. And it's been reported that France, Qatar, and Syria are behind his nomination. He held the position of Lebanese Minister of Public Works and Transport before becoming Prime Minister in 2005, when he promised to make Lebanon a symbol of moderation and national unity. He said he was prepared to work with all parties in forming a new government and that he looked forward to building bridges between the two rival camps. However, Saad Hariri and his allies expressed their refusal to be part of any government, which is headed by the opposition's candidate, and remain steadfast in their support for Hariri's candidacy.
The Future Bloc nominates Saad Hariri because he is the most popular among the Sunni population. We wanted to elect him to solve the problems of the country.
But the real kingmaker in this process appeared to be Lebanese Druze leader Walid Jamblat, who announced his decision to back Miati together with six MPs from his Progressive Socialist Party.
We, the National Struggle Front, nominate Mr. Najib Miqati for the position of the Lebanese premier. Some try to portray this confrontation as a sectarian one. However, this is a political one. This is how Lebanon was and always will be.
Jamblat's backing for Miati is anticipated to give the opposition the number of parliamentary seats needed to choose the next prime minister. This comes after Jamblat stated that he felt it was best for Lebanon to stand alongside Syria and the resistance. The stalemate in Lebanon appears to have intensified with the launch of parliamentary consultations. Meanwhile, the decisive move by Druze leader Walid Jamblat in support of the opposition seems to have tilted the balance in favor of former premier Najib Miati, who suddenly jumped to the forefront of Lebanese politics. Serena Shim, Press TV, Presidential Palace, Baabda.